Swung on, hit deep, left field. Going back on it, Piñango, looking up, and it is gone. And Alec Bohm with a three-run home run breaks the game open here in the third inning. Hey. His eighth home run of the season. And the Phillies now lead it 4-0 over Scherzer.
Welcome back, Midday Show.
Better late than never.
Eight homers for Bohm.
Only 22 left.
What do you think? Make a run? Make you right?
Yeah, not maybe 15.
Well, I'll take 15.
I'm going to take 15.
Okay. Where he started in April, 15?
Yeah.
So, hold on. You've cut 30 in half.
Yeah, I did. I had to. I mean, you know.
It was like our caller yesterday who told us 85% of Super Bowl teams don't make it back the next year. Super Bowl losers.
Yes, he told you.
Alternative facts.
He told me, yes. And then we cut that down. Yeah, we fixed it.
It happens.
It does. Facts are, you know, they are what they are. But the Phillies did win last night, which is the important part. You know what was nice about it? Well, it got a little tight later, but it felt like a little breather. Right in the middle of the game, it's 6-0. You're like, this is an easy one. Man, they got a little hairy at the end, but they took care of it. So a couple things from the game that stood out. One, the Bohm home run, the Schwarber home run. They're getting some power now back in the lineup, which is great. They need that. That you know, is easy ways to score runs. The other thing is, you know, it's so funny watching great players as they age. Because, like, Max Scherzer, that guy, he's it's time to go home. I mean, he's got nothing left.
Come on home, dog.
I mean, his ERA's 10.
He did ask for a blow yesterday and then let up the home run.
That did.
Was the home run.
That was in the third inning.
Yeah, because he was saying, I need a blow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the third inning. I'm like, this guy used to go eight, like nothing.
He said it with conviction, too. You saw his mouth that I need out of here.
We all saw what happened there. That was wild.
Pop's got to hang him up.
Yeah, it's over for Max Scherzer. Good job by Don Mattingly. He's been very aggressive with the bullpen. And the thing I really love about the way Mattingly's managed the last month or so, Hugh, when they have a chance to win a game, he's very much in the day. Now, we'll see how it plays out over 4, 5, 6 months. But, you know, just use Topper for an example. Topper was very much, I got to think about the big picture. I'm always thinking about August and September.
He's playing chess.
But that would get him. They would lose games in May and June because he was worried about August and September. Mattingly has not managed like that. I mean, he's got his foot on the gas. Last night, he got that, you know, when the bullpen started being shaky, he got those guys out, you know, went back to the guys he used a lot. I mean, he's managing every single day to win the game, which sounds like, of course he is, but not every manager manages like that over 162. They think way more of big picture. I appreciate this. I mean, he came into a tough situation, 9-19, and he's just had his foot on the gas every day since he got here.
Yeah, because his job is to try to get this team to the postseason.
Yes.
I mean, and that's he's taking his job very seriously. You know, it was one of those situations where it felt to me like initially he didn't want to take the job, but now that he has it, he's going to push all the right buttons and try to put them in position to get to the playoffs.
Yep. Well, one of the buttons he's going to have to push soon is probably figure out what he's going to do in right field for a little bit. So Adolis Garcia got hurt last night making a throw in from right field. And you could see it. He grabbed the bottom of his right arm right away. It sounds to me that it would look to me like he's probably going to be out for a little bit here. Let's hear Mattingly after the game last night on Garcia and what he's thinking.
What's your level of concern about Garcia?
I'd say a little bit. Obviously, I didn't, you know, anytime the guy, they kind of know when they've done something. So we'll see what happens. They'll probably get some imaging tomorrow. We'll find out where, you know, the true severity of it. But hope for the best and we'll see what happens.
All right, so we'll hope for the best. We'll see if there's news today. They're off today. They're going to play the Brewers tomorrow in Milwaukee and go up against Mizorowski. But he was just watching it, hearing Mattingly.
Didn't look good, man.
So we can cross our fingers. Maybe it's just a 10-day IL stint. But that looked like that's an arm injury. I mean, he grabbed his arm when he threw, and I anticipate he's going to go on the injury list. So now what do they do in the outfield? Because it's not like it was a strength to begin with, and now we're down one of our regular outfielders.
Constantino.
Excuse me?
I was just about to say it. I mean, he had the crib chilling, and you're already paying him, you know?
Now we can't go back to the Castellanos.
Yeah, hold on. Bring him back. Give him a Presidente.
Dombrowski brings an El Presidente over to the house.
Garcia comes back, you just called him again.
They are paying him. I mean, to your points. I mean,
it's and like our manager carried the stick.
Yeah,
and Topper's not here anymore. No, I can't talk myself back into Castellanos.
Yeah, you can. Just give it some time.
But hold on, let's not
forget. Wait till you get the MRI and then see how you feel.
He stinks, guys. He can't hit.
That's
he couldn't
hit. That's a good counter.
He couldn't hit in San Diego. Suck, yeah. Couldn't hit here at the end.
Yeah, I mean, he's a total turd.
Can't play defense at all. No, I'm out on that.
Yeah. I mean, he got cut from a Padres team who really can't hit.
They can't hit either.
Not only did he get cut, they brought him on the trip back home and he cut him.
It was the guillotine out in town square.
Yes. Left him there. So all right, so Hugh, if Cas, here's the problem. The fact that you guys even have jokingly brought up Castellanos shows that we don't have much outfield depth here. I mean, that's the case. Are we going to go back to the Otto Kemp? Who's coming up?
We have an everyday right fielder on the roster.
Who's that?
Bryce Harper.
Your boy.
That's an interesting idea. Okay, so let's workshop that one. So let's say that Garcia's out and going to be out for a little while here. That might actually be their best day-to-day option. Harper back to right field. You could put Bowman first. You could play Kemp at third. I mean, you could play Sosa at third. That one, of all the stopgap options until we get to the trade
deadline.
That's
the easiest fix.
You like that one better than Gasty?
Yes.
that's probably
Who would you rather play tomorrow? If you had to write a lineup out tomorrow.
Bryce, I know.
It would be Sosa, right? Because Sosa would enter the lineup on an everyday basis versus Castellanos. I can't, the Castellanos thing. I mean, that's...
I mean,
we burned that bridge.
He burned that bridge. He's paying him. He's still paying him.
You really think Castellanos is an option after everything that went down? It's not an option.
What you mean, everything? Like what? You talking about the El Presidente and everything? Yeah. Hey, that's water under the bridge, man.
They cut him already.
Yeah, they did.
Is it water under the bridge?
It's water under the bridge.
It's not water under the bridge.
He was forgiven to Castellanos.
I mean, I'm just saying, don't you need somebody? You need somebody. Do you think Bryce is going to go out there? Like, that's the question.
He's Mr. I do whatever it takes to win.
And what happened last time you asked him to do that? Didn't he offer
to go to right if they got a first baseman last year?
He did.
Okay.
But now this is out of pure necessity.
Well then, you know what, Bryce? Don't be a fraud and offer again.
I think it's the best option they have. I mean, all the guys in the minor leagues have shown no ability to hit up here.
He said, don't be a fraud.
Seriously. Like, if we do this with Jalen, who's Mr. I'll do whatever it takes to win, and then we find out he won't run. If Bryce is Mr. I'll do what it takes to win, then go out the right field. If that's what it takes to win, go do it.
Well, so, all right. The Castellanos thing is a bridge too far. Let's put that to the side.
Bridge too far.
So here are the realistic options between now and the trade deadline if we go off the idea that we lose Garcia for a while. Call up someone from the minors, right? That's the regular kind of routine idea. But all these guys haven't shown any ability to hit. It's Otto Kemp. It's Felix Reyes. It's Brian De La Cruz. There's not much down there. You know, Rincones is someone that's been interesting for a while, but I think he's on the injured list. I mean, he just hurt his, I think it's a hip. So I don't really think they have a legitimate option that would play every day.
So basically, what you're saying is our farm system is not equipped to handle somebody getting hurt.
No. And the trade deadline is still a little under 2 months away. It's going to be hard to get someone in here. I think the idea of asking Harper, telling Harper, why are we asking, by the way? Why don't we just tell him?
Yeah. I mean, what's he going to do?
I mean, we tried that. Didn't we try that?
I don't know if anyone tried to force him to go out there.
You know what I'm tired of? This idea that we have to ask these players to go play baseball.
Yeah.
Asking him to fly a plane.
I'm with you.
You used to play right field for a decade. Go put our outfielder's glove on and go back to the outfield.
But when he signed the contract, that doesn't say first baseman.
It does not. It says baseball player for the Phillies or whatever.
I just wanted to clarify.
I know.
It sounds easy in here, though, don't you? Try to sell that to him, though.
And what's he going to do if it says nine next to his name,
sell,
right field?
Hold on. Sell what, though?
To go back out there.
We shouldn't have to sell Bryce. This is our best path to winning right now.
I totally agree. You shouldn't have to, but this sounds like you're gonna have to. That's the difference. You shouldn't have to do that. You're right. You're totally right. But it sounds like that's exactly what you're gonna have.
And the problem for the Phillies here is timing. So if this happened, it's June 11th. If this was July 21st,
it'd be a little different. You got time.
Well, you also would say, hey, Dave's about to make a trade anyway for an outfielder, right?
So give me a couple games and keep it moving.
Or, you know, you could even, if that's the case, just pluck one of these guys from AAA, go play for a week. We're working on a trade. We'll figure it out. They've got 2 months until the trade deadline. So they can't just mess around and let, Felix Reyes go out there and swing and miss for 2 months. These games are important. So the Garcia thing is obviously a concern. We'll see how bad it is. We'll see what the MRI says. But I like that idea. Tell Bryce Harper to go play right field for 2 months. And you know what? It also opens up the trade deadline for Dombrowski. Like, once he's in right field, if the best option you get in the trade market is a first baseman, you just stay out
in right
field.
You have more options.
Yeah, and if we find a right fielder, then you go back to first base, which he could do easily.
Right, and this isn't, Harper, you're permanently moving back to right field for the duration of your contract. This is go fill that space for a couple months if we need that, and then we'll go from there. Guy becomes available at the deadline, we slide him in, Harper goes back to first. Like, this isn't that complicated.
It is amazing that we're talking about this as if it is complicated when he is the most expensive player on the team that was signed to play the outfield, that was signed to play the position that is now possibly open for a while. So we'll see on the Garcia thing. Your reaction to that, and would you be willing, open, and should the Phillies move Bryce Harper back to right field for a couple months? If this Garcia thing is a couple-month injury, I need Bryce back in right field. Let's go back to the phone lines, all these things. 215-592-9494. The Garcia injury, the Jalen Carter situation, would you pay him? And, you know, Hugh Douglas here has got a lot of thoughts on this quarterback situation. October.
A lot.
I mean, the October thing. You said 4 weeks, right? You said 4 weeks.
I said extreme case, too. Just put that out there because, you know, some, like, no disrespect, all due respect, some of the people are not that bright, and they're going to hear that, and they're going to be all in there. Oh, my God, you're talking about doing this. No, extreme case scenario.
But is four, is four games even an extreme enough?
Mm-mm.
That, okay, to me, it's not.
But if you're – okay, if you're looking at it like – You're still in your Super Bowl window.
But if you, but before you go on, if you have to go to Dalton, the Super Bowl window is over. It's over. You can't win the Super Bowl in Dalton.
If you feel, like I said, if in extreme case, if the quarterback is the position that's hindering you from advancing or playing well,
yeah,
if he's not picking up the offense, then what do you do?
It's not. But
I think you always.
It's no ifs, ands, or buts. See, you're trying to argue something, and I'm asking you in the doomsday scenario. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the doomsday scenario, doing? It's doom, Hugh.
No, not necessarily.
You just said it was.
If
Jalen can't pick up the offense, they are effed.
See,
this season, that's it. There's no Super Bowl.
All right, let me give you an analogy. You like relationship analogies, okay? You get married. First couple months, you're like, ugh. This might be a disaster. Maybe this is
damn,
the wrong
first couple months.
Well, hold on. Don't you owe it to yourself and the marriage to see if it smooths out over the first year? Like,
yes.
I've only been married once. I've been married for almost 15 years. But like, if you got divorced within the first couple months, I don't know, man. I feel like you, unless it's catastrophic, you kind of owe it to yourself and the marriage to see. Let's see if this. Let's ride this for 1 year. You know what I mean? Like, because if you bench Jalen after 1 month.
Yeah,
it's over. He will never be their quarterback again, and you're committed to finding a new quarterback, whoever that is.
Okay. And everything you're saying is fair, right? But you're also, I think you guys are, you're living in a vacuum right now because there has been stories that have been written in the past that Jalen hasn't done certain things in this offense. Even though Jalen has won, we've all heard the stories.
I agree.
About him not picking up the offense or not him not doing this. So you're telling me right now that, and everything that has been said about Jalen, that you're telling me right now, if they feel like they still have a Super Bowl caliber roster, and that's the one position that's holding you back, you're going to wait to the week 18 to pull the trigger or whatever it is. If you feel like Andy Dalton could come in and just – put the ball in the hands of the playmakers. Why would you do that?
So I guess the only way I can answer that is because I don't feel like there's any upside to Dalton. Like,
not enough.
I'll give you the example. If the 49ers felt this about Purdy, right? There's no stories about this, but if they did, like, you could kind of talk yourself into Mac Jones. He was he's 28, 29 years old. He played well just last year when Purdy went down.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Shanahan like talking himself into Purdy's ruining our season. Screw it. I could win 12 games with Mac Jones. I can't see that with Andy Dalton. Like, is the juice worth the squeeze on the whole thing?
Okay, when Sam Darnold got to Seattle, did anybody foresee him doing with what you already knew about him?
He's a young player.
He's in his prime.
I'm asking yes or no questions. I don't need all the other semantics. I'm asking yes or no questions.
Well, no, but it doesn't matter.
Okay,
it does
matter because he was a first round draft pick and he didn't get the job.
And he's like 50.
Wait, hold on. But he was an MVP candidate
So answer me this. Riddle me this then, Joker.
Dalton's been a backup.
Why is Andy, why is he here? And why is he getting as many reps as the starting quarterback?
He's here because they're going to trade McKee.
Yeah. Also,
okay.
Like,
so why is he getting as many reps as the starting quarterback?
Because
backup
quarterbacks need reps in case they need to fill in a game.
Why do you think he? You still didn't answer the question. Why is he getting as many reps? If reps are at a premium in the NFL,
yes.
Why is he getting as many reps as the starting quarterback?
Why would any backup get reps?
Because he. Even the backup doesn't get that many reps.
Hugh.
When I was a backup, when I got in the league. Yeah. The starter got the most reps. I got like 6 snaps.
I think the Dalton thing is short-sighted because if Jalen can't pick up the offense, you have two best-case scenarios here, right? One is you let Jalen play it out, figure it out.
And in that best case scenario, guess what? Now you know you probably have a franchise quarterback, right? And the other best case scenario is Andy Dalton comes in. Maybe you stay afloat. You win 10 games. You win a playoff game. Whoop-de-doo. You know who's
Flacco
not here
Browns.
Next year?
The Flacco
Andy
Browns.
Or Jalen.
Yeah, it'd be the Flacco Browns thing. That's,
right.
Yeah.
So what am I saying that you're missing? Because what I just said was if he can't pick up the offense,
yes.
Then Andy Dalton is going to be the go-to.
No. No,
so who's the go-to then, Kyle?
There's no go-to. You let Jalen try and figure it out the whole season.
Do you think that the Eagles feel that they're still a Super Bowl caliber team?
That if Jalen can't pick it up, then they're not.
I didn't ask you that, Kyle.
That's the question. That is the question.
Kyle, they brought in a new offensive coordinator. Just answer the question, yes or no. Do you think that they feel that they're still a Super Bowl caliber team?
I think they feel like they have a chance.
They do. If you're putting out stories that the quarterback – is not doing this, that, and the third. What is that inadvertently saying? Is that he's holding you back? Can we agree with that?
But if the you're, Dalton if you're part putting, doesn't
I
make
agree
sense.
With your premise.
If you're
on
putting
this.
Stories out there that he is not picking up the offense and he's going renegade,
yeah.
Four verts hurts well, or whatever you want to call it.
He denied that.
So what are you bringing in Andy Dalton for and making him the number two?
To just be a backup, a regular backup.
Okay. I've been asking
We're
this
talking
since
about
March. Why the hell is Andy Dalton
okay.
here?
Okay.
I just think that I understand. I'm with you on the Hurts part of it. The Dalton part of it makes no sense to me.
Well,
okay.
Well, not in October. No. Listen, are we getting on a plane to London and Dalton's playing? I mean, holy hell. That's a long
that
flight to go
lot.
Watch Andy Dalton.
That would be a lot.
I'm not getting
that
on a flight a to watch Andy Dalton.
And with all of
no.
that just being said, I have to reiterate that I feel like that's not going to happen. That's a doomsday scenario.
Yeah.
That's a doomsday
And in that case,
scenario.
They're screwed.
If they put him out there, they feel like they got a chance to win.
This would make more sense if it was McKee. That's again why I don't understand
I'm
the anything.
You.
Like at least McKee, you could like squint and say, "Oh, can he be a 2-year starter in the league as a bridge
okay,
quarterback?"
So
Andy
why
Dalton
isn't,
is ancient.
Okay, so why isn't Tanner getting? Why is he getting as many reps as Dalton?
I don't
Doesn't
know.
Make sense to
I'm
me.
Trying, and I just tried to tell you.
Just because you have a theory doesn't mean you're right.
No, right, exactly. Also, I can offer you a theory as to why.
Wow.
They think Andy Dalton is better in a short-term scenario of just a game or two than Tanner McKee. Because Andy Dalton has veteran experience playing on like over multiple seasons, different rosters, offensive coordinators. He gives them a better chance in a short-term scenario.
Also,
that's
the,
why.
The two in June is not always the two in December. Right?
No,
like,
that's fair.
You go back to 2020. If my memory serves, it was Wentz, Sudfeld, and Hurts was the three. Project quarterback, right?
But you can say the same thing about San Fran because injuries put Purdy on the field.
By the time it got to the point where they had a bench Wentz, Hurts jumped Sudfeld, right? Because he Hurts because there was no upside to Sudfeld. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. AB in Philly is up on WIP. What's up, AB?
What's going on, fellas?
AB, what's up?
All right, so first, I'm doing great. I'm just going over the list of charities Joe's going to have to donate to when Jalen Hurts ultimately wins MVP this year.
Of the league? MVP of the league.
I want to make sure. Correct, yes.
Okay.
Just want to make sure. Just want to make sure you know that bet's still on.
I can't wait. You name the charity. When he wins NFL MVP, I'm in. That'd be awesome.
I got a list of them, Joe.
Okay.
So the main reason I'm calling is because I want to help you guys change the culture at WIP.
Okay.
Okay?
Sure. Like the internal culture or like what culture are we talking about? Or like the outward culture that you hear?
The perception of you guys, right?
Okay.
I think there is a lot of negativity sometimes, you know? And what I mean by that, if you guys would allow me to elaborate, is within the last 24 hours, mm-hmm. we're talking about two practices of Jalen Hurts and how this is a cause for concern. We're talking about BG going out sad and how it's not what it should have been. We're talking about the worst case scenario with Jalen Carter. I would like to propose that we start implementing best case scenarios. I'd like to see what are the optimistic outlooks. Why can't we do that?
Give me one.
Well, okay, for example, the Jalen Hurts practices, you guys were emphasizing how it could be, or specifically you, Joe, how it could be, you know, problematic if the quarterback's not doing too well in these practices.
Mm-hmm.
What about the inverse, right? He's playing against our defense. Our defense is really good. What about if our defense is the top defense of the league this year?
So, AB,
I guess that our team could reach.
I guess for me, and I just speak for myself, I don't see that there's no value to saying things we all know. We already know the Eagles' defense is good. Like, I didn't wake up yesterday and say, oh, maybe the Eagles' defense will be top five. I know that already. So, like, I don't think we're learning anything that the Eagles' defense is playing well. They're loaded. They have Vic Fangio. That's not a story. You think it's a story that the Eagles' defense is good?
I think it's something that the fans would be interested in.
Everyone knows this already. Everyone knows it, though, AB. Like, what's the discussion? Hey, ready? Let's do it. Eagles are going to be really good on defense. You agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
What a great long conversation we just had.
Okay, but what you guys are doing then are actually acknowledging that you're focusing on the stuff that is negative
focusing on what is interesting. If we all know something, it's not interesting. Like, AB, Bryce Harper, good baseball player. Yes, we all agree on this. We all know this already. That's not an interesting conversation. What's interesting is, okay, is the Eagles' defense good? Absolutely. AB, will Jalen Hurts be able to pick up this offense? That's what the season hinges on. It's not if the Eagles' defense is good or not. We already have that answer. Why are you asking questions you have answers to already?
Well, I mean, it's not – okay, so I understand that. I think it's more of a matter of how we perceive the topics at hand. We're perceiving them in the worst possible –
well,
AB, who was that on? If you're perceiving the conversation we're having as negative, who is that on?
Well, I mean, it's not just me.
I asked a question and you didn't answer. Who is that? If you perceive the conversation that we're having is negative, then who is that on? Because let me tell you the reality of what you just saying that you don't want to answer. Is because you're listening to what I'm saying, and instead of you taking out what you can nurture and you know feed upon, you want to focus on the negative. Like if somebody say Jalen had a bad game, that's the only thing you heard. You didn't hear the reason and why. You just heard the negativity that you perceived. So again, I ask you, if we're having a conversation, if I sat here and I said if Jalen's not picking up this offense and he's going to get benched, how is that being negative? That's a fact. If he's not picking it up and they feel that he's hindering them, they're going to move on from him. So how is that being negative?
Well, it's like I said, the totality of all of the topics at hand. It's like the topic you're speaking about in particular, yes, you brought up the worst case scenario, right? In this instance. Why is it always that? That's my point, right? I understand it's for the argument, but then when we talk about
you're starting to long talk a little bit. We up right up against the break. The reason why it's a conversation because just like I presented it, if the quarterback and the backup quarterback are getting the same amount of reps as a former player, that says to me that they're splitting time because they want him to be just as prepared as the quarterback.
Sure, yeah.
So why is it being negative? That I'm asking that question.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it doesn't make him feel warm and fuzzy.
Well, that might guess.
This is wrong.
Also, if you want to have the take, this is going to be the best Vic Fangio defense because he's 3 years in, and they're all getting older, and they're all closer to their prime. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I'll entertain that this could be the best one, which would be the best defense in Eagles history, and maybe they could win the Super Bowl on the back of their defense. That would have been an interesting spin on it, AB.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go through it. What's the best case scenario for the Eagles this year? They win the Super Bowl.
Agreed.
Agreed?
Yes.
You agreed? Best case scenario, win the Super Bowl?
No.
Now you're being difficult
rage
to
bait.
Be difficult.
Rage bait.
No. Negative Nancy not Douglas. As, not as unbelievable. All right, 215-592-9494. You can get in on all this. Jalen Carter, would you pay him? The Hurts Dalton stuff? I think week four is just way too early. Week five, whatever. To even consider anything. We'll stick with the subject of the quarterback, too, because something happened with another quarterback yesterday. It's likely going to affect the Eagles in their situation. We'll hit on that, and it's about money. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.